Morning Watch, Living in and with the Divine Trinity, Week 1. The Divine Economy with the Divine Dispensing of the Divine Trinity in the Divine Move and in our Experience. Wednesday, Related Verses. Luke chapter 1, verse 35. And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore also the holy thing which is born will be called the Son of God." Matthew chapter 1, verses 20 through 21 and 23. But while he pondered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary your wife, for that which has been begotten in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for it is he who will save his people from their sins." Verse 23. Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Matthew chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. And having been baptized, Jesus went up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, and coming upon him. And behold, a voice out of the heavens saying, "This is my Son, the Beloved, in whom I have found my delight." Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord Jehovah is upon me, because Jehovah has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the wounds of the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the eyes to those who are bound. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 15 and 16. But if I delay, I write that you may know how one ought to conduct himself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and base of the truth. And confessedly, great is the mystery of godliness. He who is manifested in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen by angels, preached among the nations, believed on in the world, taken up in glory. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 22. The Lord be with your spirit. Grace be with you. Related Reading. Luke chapter 1, verse 35 is a verse concerning the divine conception of the Lord Jesus. In this divine conception, the divine Trinity is revealed. Luke chapter 1, verse 35 shows the Holy Spirit's coming upon Mary, the Most High God the Father, overshadowing Mary, and the birth of the holy thing, the Son of God. Thus, the entire divine Trinity was involved in the conception of the man's Savior. Matthew chapter 1, verses 20 through 23 also refers to the birth of Jesus, the Son of God. Verses 20 and 21 show us the divine conception of the Holy Spirit and the birth of Jesus, the Son. Then verse 23 tells us that this one was called by men Emmanuel, which means God, God the Father, with us. These verses again reveal the working of the divine Trinity in the Savior's incarnation. God the Father's being with us was the issue of the divine conception of the Holy Spirit and the birth of Jesus, the Son. Matthew chapter 3, verses 16 and 17 reveal the divine Trinity in his divine move. These verses show Jesus standing in the baptizing water, the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming upon Jesus the Son, and the Father speaking out of the heavens, saying, "This is my Son, the Beloved, in whom I have found my delight." The Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming upon Christ can be considered as God's anointing him to be his Messiah, to carry out his eternal purpose. God anointed him with the consummation of the triune God as the anointing oil. In ancient times, the kings and the priests needed to be anointed to take their offices. The anointing is the confirmation of the appointing. The appointed Christ was in the water under an open heaven and was anointed by the triune God with the economical spirit. By that time, Jesus had already been born of the essential spirit. Before the Spirit of God descended and came upon him, the Lord Jesus was born of the Spirit, proving that he already had the Spirit of God within him. That was for his birth. Now, for his ministry, the Spirit of God descended upon him. This was the fulfillment of Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1, chapter 42, verse 1, and Psalm chapter 45, verse 7, to anoint the new king and introduce him to his people. He was conceived with the essential spirit for his birth, in order for him to be a God-man to exist on the earth. 30 years later, he was baptized by John. While he was standing in the waters of baptism, God came to anoint him with the Holy Spirit, as the economical spirit to carry out God's economy. The Lord's being baptized to fulfill God's righteousness and to be put into death and resurrection brought him three things: the open heavens, the descending Spirit of God, and the speaking of the Father. It is the same with us today. By the descending of the Spirit of God like a dove upon him, the Lord Jesus ministered in gentleness and singleness, focusing solely on the will of God. The Spirit's descending was the anointing of Christ, whereas the Father's speaking was a testimony to him as the beloved Son. This is a picture of the divine Trinity. The Son rose up from the water, the Spirit descended upon the Son, and the Father spoke concerning the Son. This proves that the Father, the Son, and the Spirit exist simultaneously. This is for the accomplishing of God's economy.